It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On the Little Ticket.
Yes, the e-brake. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the 10 to noon show, Norm and Donnie. But this time it's Mike and Donnie, Mike Saroy. And he has a case of the voice cracks, no doubt from some late night binge he was on the night before. But this is what it sounded like and stopped down their show.
Do this. Text Journey to 22126 to win a pair of tickets to see Journey.
What?
See Journey.
And then right? What's wrong with you? Say it again.
Journey.
I don't think that's what you said.
That's definitely what I said. I just didn't say it very good. Hey. This is a 40-liner. This is not joke time. Text Journey to 22126 to win a pair of tickets to see Journey.
Boy, there's a Journey. Lot of wobble in there.
Yeah. He still sounds maybe a little iffy from the night before, mm-hmm. doesn't he? We got it isolated.
Journey. Journey.
Imagine we'll be hearing a lot more of that.
Hey, it's 40-liner.
It's a 40-liner.
Time, guys?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good.
Man,
what?
I'm fine.
Where are my keys? Who took my keys?
Boom.
Dude.
All right, play from the top one more time.
Do this. Text Journey to 22126 to win a pair of tickets to see Journey.
See Journey.
Yeah, I like hearing it like that the best. See Journey.
It's a journey.
One more time.
Do this. Text Journey to 22126 to win a pair of tickets to see Journey.
Oh, God.
See Journey.
And then what's right? wrong with you? Say it again.
Journey.
I don't think that's what you said.
And how come the second time he said it like Killer reading a menu?
Journey? This is a 40-liner. This is not Journey. Text Journey to 22126 to win a pair of tickets to see Journey.
Yeah, he never really got on track on the thing. All right, there's Mike Saroy up for an e-break. Candidate number two comes to us from Bad Radio. You guys were talking about draft night and Michael Irvin on the red carpet with a selfie stick taking pictures with all the draftees who were in Chicago. One of them had unfortunately lost his father in this past year.
Hmm.
Very sad. Which makes the joke even darker for one Bob Sturm that stopped down Bad Radio.
He's doing interviews, and every time his only objective, it's like back in the glory days, Dan, where we were just trying to get radio liners. That's all he's trying to do is get to the selfie. That's the most important part of these interviews for him.
I took a selfie.
Yeah, Mike, but my dad was killed by a...
Okay, we'll get, squeeze situation. It, squeeze
hey,
it.
Come on in here. That's a good story, but...
Oh, my gosh.
But this picture will last forever.
Selfie. I can't throw it to Melissa before we get a selfie.
You have two selfies.
And I have a selfie stick.
Unlike your father, this picture can last forever. No? I'm just saying he has a lot of selfies. I mean... Wow.
Man, Bob.
Wow. Dang.
What's up with Bob? He does that, and then they played that drop, and when he's laughing at that really unfortunate thing that Dan said about Jake's mom.
Yeah.
I think there's also some e-break potential in Dan's impersonation.
Yeah. It made me uncomfortable.
That made me uncomfortable.
As a human.
I'm so uncomfortable, I might need to hear it again.
Okay.
He's doing interviews... And every time his only objective, it's like back in the glory days, Dan, where we were just trying to get radio liners. That's all he's trying to do is get to the selfie. That's the most important part of these interviews for him.
I took a selfie.
Yeah, Mike, but my dad was killed by a...
Okay, we'll get, squeeze
situation.
It, squeeze
hey,
it.
Come on in here. That's a good story, but...
But this picture will last forever.
Selfie. I can't throw it to Melissa before we get a selfie.
You have two selfies.
And I have a selfie stick.
Unlike your father, this picture can last forever. I'm just saying, he does a lot of selfies. I mean,
transition.
A lot of, it's a selfie.
I like
minstrel show to death jokes.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
All right, there's Bob with some assistance from Dan up for an e-break. And then there's T.C. Fleming with a little bit of a flub
with
on,
a
ticket ticker, trying to say the phrase pitching advantage. Pitching advantage.
The Rangers have the rubber game with the White Sox in less than 20 minutes. Texas has the decided pitching advantage. It's Cole Hamels facing Matt Latos. This will be his third start Chicago against Chicago for Hamels.
He plowed straight ahead, though.
Did he? I don't know. Yeah. He tripped a few more times after that.
That might be one of those new advanced stats that I have.
I haven't totally seen one of those.
But we don't know that he's wrong.
Would that really help you as a pitcher if you had that?
And how would you measure? Is it distance?
I think.
Pressure?
Yeah. I think it's distance.
Quantity?
Strength of stream.
All right, one more.
The Rangers have the rubber game with the White Sox in less than 20 minutes. Texas has the decided pitching advantage. It's Cole Hamels facing Matt Latos. This will be his third start Chicago against Chicago for Hamels.
Decided. Yeah, decided advantage. Not even contested.
All right, way to go, TC. There's Mike, Bob, and TC. You take your pick, 888-787-1310. You got him in there, right, boys? All right, here we go. Hi, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Much like Gordon, I support number two.
Okay, yeah, Gordon does support number two a lot.
Let's support
That's Bob,
but mainly.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio AM and FM. Who you vote for?
Good morning, Musers and Jake.
Hello.
I would like to vote responsibly for Soroy, and I have a very important question.
Make it quick.
It's already been cut off.
Oh, okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, sir. Hey, George, I'm here with someone that you know very closely.
Easy.
Hi, George. It's your screaming diarrhea.
All right, thank you.
You didn't give him a chance.
No, I'm not going to give a chance to a character known as screaming diarrhea. Sorry. Hi, you're on
the
ticket.
Kind you say you always
Who
have.
Wins the e-break?
It's me.
Oh, Bob voting for himself there. Thank you very much. And again, hi, you're on the ticket.
Am I on AM radio?
Yeah.
I would like to responsibly vote for George's rusty.
Okay, thank you very much.
Let him finish.
No, I didn't let him finish because I got the hammer. He's the nail.
That's right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on AM radio?
Now there's a responsible caller.
Screaming
the fake Natalie Maines. No.
I want to vote for Baptist Bob and White House Trans Gender Bathroom. Just so you know, love you.
Love you too. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hi there, George. I want to join you in an effort to get rid of all the riffraff that calls into this segment. I'd like to place a clean, responsible Republican vote for Bob Sturm.
See? That's how you vote right there, people.
Hi, Mark. Uh-oh.
That did sound like Mark Folliwell, didn't it?
Yep.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-breakage?
Vaginal slash boy.
Oh, we almost made it! We almost made it! Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up? It's your boy, Bart Rager, and I'm here. And look, I'm chilling, and I know you may not care for me personally or as a human being, but hey, I just want you to get out here and slide into a new ride, baby. Come check it out. Give me a shot, and I'm going to vote for Bob.
Okay, thank you. We finally got a winner.
Not bad.
So casual.
Slide into a new ride. Way to go, Bob Sturm.
He's doing interviews, and every time his only objective, it's like back in the glory days, Dan, where we were just trying to get radio liners. That's all he's trying to do is get to the selfie. That's the most important part of these interviews for him.
I took a selfie.
Yeah, Mike, but my dad was killed by a...
Okay, we'll get, squeeze it.
Come on in here. That's a good story, but...
But this picture will last forever.
Selfie. I can't throw it to Melissa before we get a selfie.
You have two
selfies. And I have a selfie stick.
Unlike your father, this picture can last forever.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of selfies. I mean,
I need that Bob laugh drop gone. Reminds me of tough times.
I'm sorry. How many wins is that for Bob?
18. That makes him 9th overall.
There you go, Killer. Nice job. Thank you very much. Killer Kellefin with us on the show this morning. All right.
Whisping Jay Leno.
Up next.